A nonprofit clean energy group is providing solar generators to areas most affected by Sandy. WNYC's Anne-Marie Fertoli reports on a recent delivery to Midland Beach on Staten Island.
Since Sandy hit, a green energy group called Solar One has deployed 9 solar generators to areas without power in the Rockaways, Brooklyn, and Staten Island. A recent delivery was on Sunday to a community-run resource center at St. Margaret Mary Roman Catholic Church in Midland Beach, Staten Island. Max Joel with Solar One says the generator is intended to provide small conveniences.
People will be able to charge cell phones, charge laptops, can run a small refrigerator, lighting. It will run out of juice pretty fast if people start plugging in big things into it, like space heaters or like a really large refrigerator.
Solar One identifies sites that could use a generator by partnering with relief organizations or grassroots groups in Sandy-stricken communities. In this case, the group worked with Occupy Sandy. Goldie Guerra is a volunteer with that group. He says the gas-powered generators are noisy and pollute, so he's glad to see a quiet solar-powered generator in Midland Beach.
This is going to be a great way to show this community that, you know, things can be done in a better way. Instead of waiting for Con Ed to turn on the grid, we can have our own little grid.
The actual generator includes 2 solar panels the size of grand dining room tables. It was hauled in on a trailer from Red Hook, Brooklyn, where it was used until power was restored. Here in Midland Beach, about a dozen men helped lift the trailer over the curb and into a yard where people can plug into it. Some residents at the community center watched the solar generator's arrival with curiosity, and others, like Robin Michelle of Dongan Hills, had some questions. She's come to the community center to find supplies for her pet.
A generator to put lights on in here? Yeah, I think that would be a great idea. I mean, you know, where there's need to have light, there should be light, you know? If this is going to be open to the community for however many weeks or whatever, they definitely should supply some lights. Does heat come with that?
It's big things like heat, electricity, and home repairs that many here have on their minds as they continue to recover. Laura Lamont's Midland Beach home was destroyed by Sandy. She watched with interest as the trailer carrying the solar generator was backed into the yard.
You know, that would probably be a lot of help because now as the houses are being gutted, they're still so wet. And as they come around to ask what we need, it's really not so much cleaning supplies, not so much clothes anymore. Generators, extension cords, because now these homes have to be dried out and they have to be sanitized.
Solar One has 10 generators it's been moving around to storm-damaged areas. When one site gets back on its feet, the group is able to redeploy solar generators to other areas in need. It hopes to place them on the Jersey Shore and Long Island soon. For WNYC, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli.